AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Moscow says Ukraine fired 6 American-supplied longer-range missiles into Russia. President Vladimir Putin has formally lowered the threshold for using nuclear weapons, opening the door to a potential nuclear response by Russia. Patricia Lewis with the security program at Chatham House talks about Putin's move.
That is a worry for NATO countries, a worry for Ukraine. But I have to say that NATO countries and Ukraine have been concerned about this for a long time, unsure of where President Putin might go with the use of nuclear weapons. So in that sense, perhaps it doesn't change that calculation as much.
It opens the door to a potential nuclear response by Moscow to even a conventional attack by any nation supported by a nuclear power. That could include Ukrainian attacks backed by the U.S. This was the first use of the weapons inside Russia in the 1,000 days of war. Going into the holiday season, a major retailer is reporting good sales numbers.
Walmart ratcheted up sales and profits again in the third quarter, with its comparatively low prices proving a powerful draw for shoppers seeking to cut spending where they could. The nation's largest retailer raised its outlook for the year as well. Walmart reported net income of $4.58 billion, or 57 cents per share, in the 3 months ending October 31st. That compares with $4.53 billion in the year-ago period, 5 cents better than Wall Street had expected. Sales rose 5.5% to more than $169 billion in the year-ago period and also easily beat analyst projections. I'm Julie Walker.
Starting today, Northern California and the Pacific Northwest could get what's expected to be a powerful storm with heavy rain and winds. Flash floods and power outages are possible. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks were slipping on Wall Street following escalations in the Russia-Ukraine war. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 369 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. The losses were more severe in European markets after Russia said Ukraine fired 6 U.S.-made missiles at it. Prices rose for treasury bonds and other investments, traditionally seen as safer during times of trouble. The caution about Ukraine overshadowed better-than-expected reports from big U.S. retailers. Walmart rose 3% after reporting results that beat forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Jersey Mike's sandwich chain is being bought by private equity firm Blackstone for $8 billion. It's an attempt to expand the brand. Blackstone earlier this year bought Tropical Smoothie Cafe in a deal it said would also aid the chain's expansion. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.